When we speak about the native people or First Nations in this area, or in any area, we speak about people who lived here before somebody else came. They have their culture and covering spiritual things and non-spiritual things and material things and other things that involve in their life, and also to understand, to try to include why their culture was so different than the Europeans, and why they have to live the way they live long time ago before the European came. That is the thing. And also to try to understand a total of their cultural makeup. What I mean to say is, one has to set aside his own personal judgment. If you want to understand the First Nation culture in one particular area of the North America, you must set aside, if you are European, you must set aside your culture, beliefs and practice and classification. Otherwise, you will change the history of the Native people of the First Nation, because you want to fit it in to the white man's world. It doesn't work that way. If you want to tell the story of the First Nation, you must get down to your knee, into your mind, into the spiritual things, and understand that way. And then you are actually capturing it. And if you want to be a writer, and if you want to explain this to the major society today, which is now, what you're doing is that you are picking up the story that is over 500 years ago, which existed 500 years ago. Not only today or yesterday or 50 years, 100 years, but you are. You're traveling back 500 years ago and beyond that. And that is the First Nation culture. In doing so, it is up to you as a writer to try to explain how you understand, and to try to make connection, or to try to, in your work, to try to compare what was there in those days and what was not there, compare it when the European came. The cultural exchange, cultural classes, is collusion courses of two classes of people. The First Nation being as they are, simplistic as they were, the eyes of the European, and the First Nations, in the eyes of the First Nation as they encountered the European. What did they think? What happened there? And that is something that I want to keep it intact, rather than putting the First Nation down and make him as a less civilized than a European. Perhaps it is. Perhaps. I'm not saying they were not. What I am saying is that their culture was suitable for them to survive where they were seen. They were not found. They were seen, they were occupying the land, they were living on the land. There was nothing wrong with them. They had lived there many years before. And to them, the world was at its best as they can make it. Then we have to think about, you know, why did they have to live the way they are? What caused them to live the way they are? Why did they adopt the migration life? Circling the area and going back and forth into the such place in a small area or a larger area. Why did they do that? That is something that we have to understand. And what makes them able to do it? What makes them able to live there peacefully, or maybe not as comfortably as it should be? But to them, it was fine.